This is St. Louis Public Radio. What if people are offended? That's what the co-founder of Black-owned Black Friday thought when creating the event 3 years ago. That worry was quickly quieted through immense community support. The market showcases the products of local artists and makers of color like La Crossia Wilderness. St. Louis Public Radio's Ashley Listenby visited the entrepreneur's first workshop days before the market opened.
I have a business called Butter Love by LC, and I go by LC, that's short for La Crossia, and I've been working on this for about 4 years now. So today we're going to do a detox bath salt workshop, and I'm going to teach everyone how to make the bath salts and use certain herbs to promote detoxification in the body.
So are you guys excited for today?
Yes.
Jade Umberger. I smelled her products. I have the lavender body butter, and I use it every day. We found out that she was doing this workshop, and as soon as she said it, we wanted to sign up.
So you just use like two or three of these, and you just put it in your bowl, and then you guys can come on back.
How did you get into this business?
It kind of was a process of me just trying to heal myself, and that turned into a business that is amazing and it's just growing every day.
So you're going to be a part of the Black-owned Black Friday for the first time. Why is it important to you to be a part of this kind of market?
Everything is so like big business based, like the Walmarts, the Targets, the Sam's Club, or wherever else people go to shop. I think that it's important that us as Black-owned businesses have a place that we can sell our products to, because we are the ones who are trying to build community.